Hey there, friends. It's Nick. It's episode 259 of the Story Hacker podcast. And today we're going to talk about something that's hugely, hugely important. It's something that is an issue for anyone who tells their story. And that, of course, is beginning. But before we get into my thoughts on beginning, I want to talk to you about my haircut. Because I'm recording this on a Tuesday, and on Saturday morning in lockdown, I cut my own hair. Now, by almost every measure, this is a bad, bad haircut. You know, it looks okay when I come out of the shower. It gets gradually worse as the day goes on. And by the end of the day, it looks sort of like I'm wearing a toupee. So by every measure, almost every measure, it is a bad, bad haircut, except for one. And it's this. My current haircut is better than what I had before Saturday, which was a jungle. It was a riot. It was a disaster in many senses. And it was properly getting on my nerves. So the point of this story is that very often something that's bad is better than nothing at all. And I've been working with my daughter the past few days, who's studying A-level English, and she's had this particularly difficult piece of homework, coursework actually. So it's going to go, eventually it'll go towards her final A-level grade. And she's really, really struggled to start. And my daughter is something of a perfectionist, which, as you'll have gathered if you've listened to this podcast for any length of time, is not something that I suffer from. And it's really blocked her. And it's what happens when a lot of us try to tell her stories, whether you're talking about your value proposition, your 90-second story, your leader legend, you know, whatever it is. Starting is really hard. It's probably the hardest thing other than finishing, which is a different subject for a different podcast. But what I want to tell you is what I've been telling her, that actually the act of starting, of placing that first foot, is not something to be afraid of. It's something to be embraced, because we're not talking about expecting something that will be good. You know, 146 days ago, on the 1st of January, I started meditating. And the face-to-face lesson I got in December that triggered this habit, one of the things the guy said, and I've mentioned this on the podcast before, but it so impacted me. He said, I want you to let go of the idea of ever being good at this. It's not about being good. It's about the effort, the work, the focus. And I think with stories, with your story, of course we want it to be good. And the bottom line is, if we keep working on it, it will be good. It will be valuable. It will mean business. But I think letting go of the idea that your first version, your first paragraph, your first sentence is going to be good is really helpful, because what we want to do when we start something, anything actually, writing your story, writing an essay, learning to cut your own hair is really helpful. If we just put that critical side of our thinking, of our brain, to one side so that we can just get started. Because actually, bad is better than nothing in many respects. And in many respects, we have to go through bad to get to good. So if you go back on this podcast and you listen to the episode, the first episode, which I recorded, by the way, 279 days ago, 279 days ago, I decided that I was going to create content around my brand, around my business, around helping people tell better stories. I was going to do something every day. Now, you know, you will have noticed the observant ones of you will have noticed that I'm not on podcast 279, because a lot of that time I was creating video content in those early weeks and months. But if you go back and listen to the podcast that came out 279 days ago, podcast 1, you will see me starting something, and it wasn't good. You know, back then I didn't have I didn't have a microphone. You know, I just picked up my phone and started talking. And then there's a point maybe 3 or 4 months ago where I got a better microphone and started making the effort. There's a point maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago where I got an even better microphone and started making the effort. The point is that I didn't let the fact that I didn't have a microphone stop me from starting. I didn't let the fact that I have no experience cutting hair, let alone the hair on my own head, from starting. And I really want that for you. I want that freedom. Because the thing about cutting hair is obviously you can't put it back on. Right, all I've got to do is wait for it to grow so I can have another go. Or perhaps let a professional do it. But the point is with starting your story, if you're just holding back, if you're just waiting for the right moment, then stop waiting, because the right moment isn't going to come. You know, if I've learned anything from all my years of work and my work on writing the novels and what have you, is you don't want to wait for inspiration. You don't want to wait to have the idea. What you need to do is sit down and do your work. Because that's when inspiration turns up. When you are sat there looking at the screen, ready to work. And sometimes, like my daughter, what you have to do actually is just start. And it's going to be bad. And that's okay. Because starting creates a momentum of its own. Whether you're doing a podcast, whether you're writing a novel, whether you're doing an essay, 50 days ago, I started exercising every day for the first time in a while. And I didn't like that. But I knew I needed to do it. And I was waiting for the right day, the right time. You know, I'm going to start on a Monday. Oh, maybe I'll start next Monday, blah, 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 blah. And in the end, you know what? I just had to start it. It's exactly the same. So maybe you're struggling to start your story. Just sit down. Sit down for an hour and do something. Maybe you're struggling to do something else. Just have a go. Because one of the things that makes a huge difference in our lives is the amount of times we take action. Do something, get feedback, make it better. And I've seen the power of that time and time again in my business life, in my personal life, as a parent. And again, I want that for you. I want that power. I want your story to mean business. Thanks for listening. Speak to you tomorrow.